This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, Text 25. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha tadjoshanadashva bhavarga vartvani shradharatir bhaktiranukramishyati shradharatir bhaktiranukramishyati. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and to the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he's freed, and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. When? Okay, we missed a lot of that, right? Okay, let's please repeat after me. In the association of devotees, yes. Discussion of the pastimes, and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and to the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation. Thereafter he is freed, and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. As I said, this is a very famous verse. It's quoted quite often throughout the purports of Srila Prabhupada, throughout the commentaries of the predecessor acharyas. Let's see what Srila Prabhupada writes about this in his short purport. Only one paragraph. He says, the process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek the association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. One must give up the association of materialistic persons and seek the association of devotees. Because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Generally, people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Because they do not associate with devotees, they cannot understand that the Absolute Truth can be a person and have personal activities. This is a very difficult subject matter, and unless one has personal understanding of the Absolute Truth, there is no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person. Non-devotees cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature wherein the activities of the Lord are described. They think that these activities are fictional, manufactured stories, because spiritual life is not explained to them in the proper mood. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees. And by such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, the path to liberation is open, and he's freed. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Association with devotees means association with the Lord. The devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord. And then, being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. Om jnana timarantasya jnanam jana shalakaya chakshuran militam yena tasmai shri gurave namah mukham karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat kripatam aham vande shri gurum dinatharanam. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkarna rasayana katha tad joshanan ashvapavarga varsmani shraddharatir bhaktir anukramishyati. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he's freed, and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. What have we understood from what we've heard so far? Let's have some feedback.
We need some association.
Okay, not hard to get that point. Prabhupada keeps hammering it again and again. Same. Yes, associating with devotees is the same as associating with the Lord. Anyway, so many places we find sadhu sanga sarva shastra koi lava matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hoy. So this is the idea.
Say that again.
Sadhu sanga sarva shastra koi lava matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hoy.
Okay.
You
can read Bengali too?
She's new into this thing. So gradually getting it.
She's Utsahi. Okay. Even in Hindi they also said the same thing. Bina sat sanga na hari katha, bina moha na bhaga. Moha gai bina rama pada, hoi na dhraharanaga. Same idea. So, this is the point. One must seek the association of persons who are Krishna conscious and engage in devotional service. This is the difference. I like to tell people from my own personal history. I had read many editions of Bhagavad Gita before I joined ISKCON. But I didn't understand those Bhagavad Gitas. And after 40 years of Krishna consciousness, I can confidently assert that the reason that I didn't understand those Bhagavad Gitas is because the publishers also didn't understand those Bhagavad Gitas. So, and there's a reason for this. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita itself, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduhu sukale neha mahata yogo nashtat parantapa, that this science has to be received from parampara. And he advises Arjuna later on in the same chapter, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. You have to approach somebody who actually knows. Who? Tatvadarshi. Upadekshyanti tad jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinam. Person who has seen the truth. How do you see the truth? You see the truth by serving the truth. When you serve Krishna, then he chooses to reveal himself. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita. Mudho yam nabhijanati. Ityadi. Means that he reveals himself when he sees that, okay, this person I know, he's sincere. How does he know? You say, kamam janin. So, he's sitting within our hearts, and he knows everything we're thinking, he knows everything we desire, he knows when we're trying our best, and he knows when we're not trying our best, and he reciprocates. Yayatha mam prapadyante tansthitaiva bhajami aham. Bhajami. So, this is stated way back in the first canto, Shrinvatam sukata krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyantasthohya bhadrani vidhunoti suhrit satam. When we are suhrit, means well motivated, and satam, honest. Now in the material world, by default, we are ill motivated and dishonest. Everyone here is a criminal, especially in America. That's why they have security cams every 10 feet, marking everything you're doing. Because everybody's cheating. And India will be even worse. You watch. They're going 100 miles an hour faster than the Americans are, but in the same direction. This is the problem. So Ritsatam, when we're actually honest and trying to understand, let me hear something, let me see, what is it that they're, what is this bhakti? Let me see. Then Krishna, within the heart, he becomes very satisfied. Prasanno, he becomes very satisfied. And he purifies, vidhunoti, all the infection and all the misconceptions and the bad habits and the wrong ideas and the discouragement and all these ugly things that are within our hearts, he takes them out. When we are seriously trying. Because that hearing is also service. Mama virya samvido bhavanti satam prasangam. It only works when we're in the association of devotees. I was saying, I think it was this morning, one god brother said, to be with Tamal Krishna Goswami for half an hour is just like reading the Srimad Bhagavatam for 3 months. So to sit with a sadhu and hear, especially to hear Krishna katha from the sadhu, even for a few moments, this is what we said, no? Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. This is the idea. Even a few moments, it's more potent than sitting with the Srimad Bhagavatam for 3 months. Kyon? Because the sadhu is experiencing Srimad Bhagavatam. Because he's willing to live his life in terms of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, he gets the realization. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, he explains this in chapter 15. Those who are not applying these teachings, they can't understand them even if they try. But those who are following this teaching, they get so much deep realization. So when they speak, it you can see it's real. It makes sense. It touches you. You get faith, your own faith is strengthened. This is satam prasanga. Mama virya samvido. That the same knowledge, it becomes invested with some potency that's not there otherwise. I was in Pune recently. Lokanath Maharaj was doing katha in Pune. So he asked me to speak a few words. So I said the same thing about my own experience with Bhagavad Gita. The fact of the matter is that this we call yatharup. Bengali is yatajata, no?
Yatha.
Yeah. So, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Why do we say as it is?
Yatajata.
Yatajata. So, because in this Bhagavad Gita, there's a special potency. What kind of potency is here? I myself read so many Bhagavad Gitas before I read this Bhagavad Gita. And I didn't really understand it, and it didn't really change me at all. But here we find 150 English editions of Bhagavad Gita. Koi badal na nahi. But now one edition of Bhagavad Gita, and hundreds and thousands of people, not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are becoming Krishna conscious. Why? This is not philosophy. This is common sense. Question, you have to ask, what is the special thing about this Bhagavad Gita that makes people want to become Krishna conscious? Because it's coming from a devotee. It's coming from somebody who's experiencing this. When you live this thing, that thing you can convince someone else about, whatever it is that you're living, actually. You try to convince someone about something you don't really believe in, you can't. They can see through that instantly, you see. So, bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha. It becomes like a medicine, but it's a very pleasing medicine. When we give the children medicine because they don't want to take, we have to make it very cough syrup, no? Sweet. They won't take it otherwise, you see? So Bhagavatam is like that. Bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha. It's very pleasing to the karna. Why? Because Bhagavatam is beautiful poetry, not like anything else in Sanskrit. Everyone knows. All scholars acquiesce this. And hritkarna rasayana katha. Hritpi. Why does it please the heart? Because we recognize. Pratyabhigya. Yes, this is This is reality. I should be doing this. Rasayana. It's like a medicine. You take Rasayana every day. So, tad joshanat, from that enthusiasm, ashu apavarga varshmani, we're very quickly placed on the path beyond liberation. Pavarga, pabhabhama, right?
Yeah.
Pa, what does pa stand for? Parishram. You have to work hard. Does anybody work 40 hours in a week now? No. Everybody works much more than that. And even then, you don't have a permanent job and you're never sure what's happening. And if you live in India, they could outlaw cash at any minute. So, so pavarga, parishram, how hard are you working? Pena, foaming at the mouth. And what is the result of that? Ba. Ba stands for? Bandha, you're bound up. You're doing something, but everything you do, you're planting a seed of some reaction that will come in the future. Will it be good? Will it be bad? If you eat am, it's very sweet. But if you eat castor bean, it will kill you. You see? So our activities are like that. And you have to eat. Whatever it is you do, it will fructify. Zurur, it will fructify. And you have to eat it at some point. Maybe, who knows how many lifetimes ahead, but it's coming. So, pena, bandha, you're bound. And therefore, bhaya, bha, bha stands for bhaya. You're afraid. Bhayam dvitiya bhinaveshita syat. Bhagavatam says, as soon as we become ishadapeta, turned away from God, then immediately fear is our constant companion because we're out there on our own and we don't know what's going to happen next. But we always know there's something because this is our experience. So bhaya. And then ma, what does ma stand for? Not very hard to guess. Mrityu, maranam. Pa, 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 ma. So, parishram, pena, bandha, bhaya, mrityu. Whole process is futile. But when somebody takes to this process, tadjoshanat, enthusiastically he takes to it, then ashu apavarka vartmani. He's very quickly placed on the path of liberation. Very quickly. Just a few years only. I'm the last person who should be telling you this. I'm the last candidate, the least likely candidate. But somehow or other I heard something. Tried to hear something. Krishna was pleased by that effort. And I'm talking something. See? Ashu, apavarka vartmani. What happens then when you're put on this path? That's the last line. Shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Anukrama means step by step you go from shraddha all the way to prema. Rupa Goswami has expanded on this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Very famous verse, who knows? Adao shraddha tata sadhu sango atha bhajana kriya ityadi. Means, in the beginning we have some faith. Just like tonight we thought, okay, let us see what they're saying. We have little faith, we're investing. Maybe it will be good. So that's called shraddha. What's the next thing?
Sadhu
sangha. We've already been, the whole verse is about sadhu sangha. That sadhu sangha is what activates this whole process. Without the sangha, not very likely we would make the right decisions. Not very likely we would get inspiration, even if we did make the right decision. Sadhu sangha, everything. Nabbe pratishat. How do you say nabbe in Bengali?
Nabbe.
Close enough. So, this is the idea. 90% of our advancement. Kyon sangat sanjayate kama. Whatever you associate with, that's what you want. Sangat sanjayate kama. Be careful. Be careful. You've only got, the clock is ticking. How many minutes do you have left? How many years? Do you know? I lost 2 siblings in the last 6 months. It's dangerous. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. This world is like, it's danger at every step. Nalini dalagata jalamati taralam tadvad jivitam atashaya chapalam. It's like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. Zzz, zzz, gone.
Yeah.
So while we have the chance, we can take this opportunity. Associate with devotees, try to hear something. Shraddha, adau shraddha tatha sadhu sangotha bhajana kriya. And the natural result of associating with devotees with some faith, he will engage you in devotional service. Come and hear something, come and chant a little bit, take prasadam in this way. Bhajana kriya, and from bhajana kriya, what happens next? Anartha. Anartha nivritti. Anartha nivritti syat. The anarthas, we mentioned some of them already. All the black stuff that's in our hearts. All the misconceptions, all the desires, all the cheating, all the illusion, all the discouragement, all the bad habits, all the wrong, everything. This is called anartha. Things that don't serve your purpose. Anartha. These things will become dissolved. And when our anarthas are dissolved, then nishtha. This is mentioned here. He becomes fixed. That's called nishtha bhakti. After nishtha, you get real ruchi. Real ruchi. Or as it says here, real devotion and devotional service begin. It's not so easy thing. We all have some ruchi that brought us here tonight. But real ruchi, that comes when a very little bit advanced. Real ruchi. Real ruchi will mature into asakti. What does asakti mean in English? Addiction. Addiction. You cannot do without it. It's like we're all addicted to breath. Isn't it? Without breath, we die. We can go without hearing about Krishna sometimes, but nobody goes without eating. Just try it for a week. Don't go to sleep. See how well you do. You see? So when we get that attached, that's called ruchi, or asakti rather. And asakti matures itself into bhava bhakti, and bhava bhakti becomes prema bhakti automatically. So these 8 or 9 stages that Rupa Goswami expands on this verse. Here it's just said, shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Shraddha is the beginning stage, rati is the end stage. But all these stages in between, it's a science. We have to gauge our progress. We have to see, where do I stand? Do I have weak faith? Do I have strong faith? Am I investing my faith? Am I performing bhajana kriya? Or are my anarthas actually disappearing? Can I see it? Can I feel it? Do others see it? You see? Just like my Pakhawaj teacher, he says, you have to ask yourself, am I okay? Why am I okay? Am I not okay? Why am I not okay? This is how you make progress. You have to introspect a little bit. Okay? So, anartha nivritti, and then we become fixed and we get the ruchi. From that point on, it's very easy. It just slides. You see? The struggle period in spiritual life is before anartha nivritti. Either we don't have faith, or we don't invest our faith, or we invest our faith but in the wrong people, because that's what we do also. Or we won't perform bhajan, or we not intense enough in our bhajan that it produces significant result. This is the problem. You see? But if we push with a little determination, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridhavrata, dridhavrata. Pretty good determination. Then very quickly we can push through this anartha nivritti, and from that point on it's downhill, like water, automatically flows. Water doesn't have to struggle to go like that. Satam prasangan mama virya samvado. These topics of Krishna, they become more powerful when we hear them amidst devotees who are taking it very seriously as their life and soul, because we see in that association this really means something. Practically, it has some depth. This person's life has changed. Maybe mine can as well. Our own faith has increased. You see? Bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha. We realize this becomes a medicinal for our ear and also for our heart, but it's very sweet. And tadjoshanad. From this enthusiasm, the we become, what is the word? Inspired, enlivened, exhilarated, maybe is a good word. And we're very quickly placed on the path of liberation, and we proceed through these stages. Okay, so again, the whole thing is really affected by association with devotees. Sometimes that's why people avoid the association of devotees. If I associate with devotees, then I'll make too much advancement. We don't want to do that. I'd rather continue with bhava-bandha and suffer pavarga, parishram, pena, bandha, bhaya, mrityu. So human life is like a junction. We can invest our faith in good association, or we can invest our faith in bad association. This verse tells us exactly what happens when we invest in good association. The things that we've heard our whole life, they mean something new when we finally contact. I was somewhat pious when I was a child, a Catholic, but you know, that's also religion. But it didn't mean anything to me because I found that the association was not very advanced. But when I found a pure devotee, even he's a different religion, but he's a pure devotee. He's really doing this. And with some tivrata, a little bit intense, then I can see, oh, I don't understand anything, you see. So in the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of God, it is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation. And thereafter he's freed, and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. We mentioned this the other day. Throughout Srila Prabhupada's books, we'll find a particular way that he translates the word bhakti. What does bhakti mean? Everyone knows. Bhakti means? Devotion. How does Srila Prabhupada translate bhakti? Transcendental loving service. I like to point this out. This is like a shibboleth that he uses. Means, first of all, it's transcendental. That's kind of hinted at here, when he says that only when we're on the path of liberation does real devotion begin. Devotional service, real bhakti is actually, it's executed on the liberated platform. Brahma-bhuta prasannatma ityadi. And loving means we have to understand, this is something Prabhupada dilates on in his purport here, there's no question of bhakti to anything impersonal. How can you love something impersonal? I gave this analogy the other day. When a person comes, a husband comes home from work at night, dead tired from the office, does he want to be confronted by a light? Or does he want to see his family members? Love is, you can't have any reciprocation with something impersonal. So this is the important thing. In nowadays, there's so much impersonalism is there. If you're looking for God as a person, practically nobody will be telling you anything. But service must be offered to a person. So this person will awaken our faith and will direct us in our faith, direct our faith, and inspire our faith also. It's personal. It depends on this association. Satam Sangha. Satam Prasanga. The association of those who are real. This is the thing that I appreciated about associating with devotees after some time. That practically speaking, compared to the devotees, so many other people, they're not real. Because they've got agendas that, you know, honesty gets in the way. It frustrates their material plans. If you're actually real, then it's a problem. But devotees are always real because they're not afraid to look at this world the way it really is and to deal with that the way it really is and to do something about it. They're prepared. This is called satam, satam prasangat. That's what's mentioned here. And we mentioned already, punya shravana kirtana hridi antastho hi bhadrani vidhunoti. The things that are within our hearts, the anartas, they're cleared away. Vidhunoti surhat satam. When we are well-intentioned, and scrupulously honest. Another way that Srila Prabhupada used to put this, many, many times, if you comb through his letters and correspondence, these things have been published now, you can see that time and again, what he advises his disciples to be is two adjectives he uses, serious and sincere. This is what it means to be Sukhrit Satam, very serious and very sincere. That's all. So we're not like that so much at the time. That's why we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Unless we chant, then the ugly stuff in the heart, it doesn't go away very quickly. And it's hard to be really genuine. But when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra like this, then all the cheating propensity and all the illusions and attachments within our heart, they dissolve. And then we can advance very quickly if we take good association. This is the advice here. I'm going to stop here, but if anybody has any questions or any comments.
How do you figure it out, this real devotee?
How do you figure out what is a real devotee? Well,
but when you associate with a real
devotee. Yeah. Well, many people can inspire us. And there are many things that I like the way he sings, or this person is very smart, or this person, you know, I like where he comes from, or something like this. That doesn't work so well. We have to understand a real devotee. Well, let's rephrase your question. When you want to buy gold, then do you just immediately take a handful of cash and head for Chor Bazaar? It's not a good idea. You have to first of all understand, what's the price of gold? Where do I get good? How can I test gold? What's a reputable dealer? You have to check it out. You have to do your homework. In the same way, if you want to understand who is a real saintly person, you have to at least have read enough that you understand what Krishna says about this. Arjuna asks the same question to Krishna twice, as a matter of fact, in Bhagavad Gita. Does anybody know what Krishna says? Arjuna is asking, how do I recognize? What are the symptoms of somebody who's, you know, actually self-realized? Anybody know? He says, when this person is, his activities are devoid of desire for personal sense gratification. He's stable in happiness and distress. He's fixed on the absolute truth. Or, if we're looking for a spiritual master, then he has to be representing Guru Parampara, because we've already described Evam Parampara Praptam. This thing is coming through Parampara. He has to be Shrotriyam, Brahmanishtam. He has to be, not only does he have to understand the philosophy, but he has to actually live that philosophy, Brahmanishtam. You see? And there are standard symptoms, and there are recognized characteristics for such a person, but we have to educate ourselves about this much. Otherwise, we get carried away by our sentiments, or by peer pressure, or by, you know, any number of economic incentives, or whatever, you see. A little bit of knowledge has to be there in the beginning, but Bhagavad Gita is not so big. It's, you know, 18 chapters only. We can look through and see what Krishna says about this. There are many, many verses in Bhagavad Gita. Is that satisfactory? There's an express lane as well. If you don't read so much, you can go to the local Hare Krishna temple and ask the devotees there. They will help you. That's easy, if you trust them. But that adau shraddha, that trust has to be there initially. Is that okay?
Trust for Krishna or devotee?
Both. Because the devotees are representing Krishna, no? Devotee means transparent via media. He's not obstructing anything. That's why we call this yatharup or jatajata. Because there's nothing in the way. What Krishna says, Prabhupada is repeating. You're not adding anything, not subtracting anything. Like a postal peon. When a mail carrier is delivering your mail, he's not opening it, he's not editing anything, he's not removing the checks, and then the Krishna-y. You see? He's just putting it in the bus. That's what it means to be a devotee. Better example, when you're working for a certain company, you may be processing hundreds and thousands of dollars. Fine, no problem. As long as you're only doing that on company, you know, for the company's benefit. As soon as you put even $1 south for your own benefit, you're fired. And maybe legal charges as well, you see. So devotee means transparent, just selfless, faithful servant. This is the point. Is it clear? Anything else?
Prabhuji, I have one question. Yeah. This Kopildev is the incarnation of God. It is correct? So my question is, what is the purpose of Kopildev's incarnation?
He's preaching Sankhya philosophy. Much of the Bhagavad Gita, much of the Bhagavatam also consists of Sankhya philosophy. Because unless you understand how material nature is working, you can't really strategize with it to get yourself extricated. It's an important part of devotional service. All the vidhis and nishedhas that we found in the Dharma Shastras, for example, they're predicated on the understanding of Sankhya categories. How we're entangled by false ego in this material world. How we have to undergo so many births and deaths. How the antahakarana becomes colored. Mind, intelligence, and false ego become contaminated and pushes us on in reincarnation in so many different forms. It's important to understand all these things. And he is explaining this to his mother. But actually the point of Sankhya is more than just Sankhya, but it's ultimately bhakti. All the philosophies are ultimately pointing towards bhakti. So he's teaching them. By teaching his mother, he's teaching all of us. Otherwise it wouldn't be in the Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam doesn't have anything to do with mundane karma, mundane gyan. Whatever is in the Bhagavatam, it should be understood. It's devotional service. Is it okay? Okay.
Is it correct to say that we have to chant Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, and then we develop Ruchi, and then Anartha Nivritti, because it's very difficult to get rid of anarthas. That's my personal experience.
Okay, well, we went through these stages, and first is Shraddha, yes. Then is Sadhu Sangha. We're talking about Sadhu Sangha tonight. Then from Sadhu Sangha, we engage in Bhajana Kriya, which is chanting Hare Krishna, as you said. And then Anartha Nivritti, as you've said, that goes on. Then we become Nishtha and we get Ruchi. So the Ruchi actually comes, real Ruchi, comes a little bit later. What we have now is like a Chaya Ruchi, you know, Pratibimba Ruchi. A little bit like a reflection. Not really Pakka, but it's enough to bring us here. You see? We've all got that much Ruchi. But it has to be developed. It has to be honed. It has to be refined. And the process of Sadhu Sangha will automatically affect that. We begin with our faith. Everybody has 100% faith. It's just a question of where it's invested. See? So we take that faith and we invest it in good associations, satsanga, sadhu sangha. They will automatically engage us in bhajana kriya, and bhajana kriya by itself is potent enough to affect anartha nivritti. When that happens, we become fixed in that process, then ruchi will automatically arise. It's natural. It's not unnatural. And it's easy.
Is it explained in the second chapter?
I'm sorry?
Is it explained in the second chapter?
Of Bhagavad Gita? Actually, this is from Bhagavatam. We're speaking from Bhagavatam tonight. This verse is Srimad Bhagavatam. Second chapter of Bhagavad Gita is very basic. Atma Tattva. Krishna's reminding Arjuna that, wait a minute. You don't want to do your duty because of some bodily reason, but you're not your body. You see? That's a different thing. Bhagavad Gita, many things are discussed, but in the beginning he's just talking about a very basic understanding which everybody should have in the beginning, which is that I am not this body, I am a spiritual being. So why should I invest so much, you know, in the body, neglecting my eternality? This is the beginning stage. Is that okay? Is that answering your question also?
Yeah, I think that's the most difficult stage.
That's what I said. You have to push through anarthana vritti.
Because sadhu sangha you can do all your life, but still there are anarthas left in your...
I was translating a commentary on Rupa Goswami's Padyavali, and the commentator says, there are so many birds living on top of the temple Shikharana. There are so many monkeys in Vrindavan. They're in Vrindavan. There are so many fish in the Ganga. But are they able to take advantage? You see? We have to appreciate what we're doing here and what opportunity we have. So with some intelligence, you know, we have to discipline ourselves with our higher nature, and we have to overcome this animalistic nature, and we have to push a little bit.
Yeah, what is anukul for us, we have to do.
That's right. That's right. Anukulyasya sankalpa, and opposite is we have to give it up. So, but we can be encouraged by this recognition that if we determine ourselves to push through and remove all these anarthas from our hearts first, then from that point on it's automatic. It's downhill, yeah. You don't even have to practically endeavor. You just continue the process of bhakti. By that time you've got a taste for it, and then you just go back home. Just like dayabhak, the word, you've heard this verse. Sridhar Swami says, jiveta yo mukti padesa dayabhak. It's your rightful inheritance that when you die, you will automatically go back to Godhead. Just like if you've got an inheritance coming, it's automatic. You just have to stay alive, and it will come to you. So it's the same thing.
Yeah. So last Sunday, you were talking about Yamraj and Yamuna, the story.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Payaduj.
Yes, Payaduj. When is exactly the day?
Oh, Yamadvitsya. Yeah, I don't even remember offhand. Payaduj, anybody knows?
It's November, right after the
Kalpitya.
Payaduj. Oh, Bhaipoka. Yes. Is it Rakshabandhan? It's not Rakshabandhan.
It is just 3-4 days after Diwali.
Yeah, something like that in Karti.
Diwali is on the new moon, right? And second day after that, fortnight.
After Dhanteras.
Yeah. And then there is Pratipat and Ditya. Pratipat, first day and second day also. For some people it's second day, for some people first.
Yeah, and in Sanskrit we call this Yama Dvitiya.
Yeah.
But the Hindi may usko Payaduj ko bolte hain.
So if you bathe that day in
Yamuna,
it's the very pious day.
Yeah, yeah, so many people are going. And sisters are cooking for their brothers and getting benedictions.
So chanting actually goes along with that. When the sisters put the
They say something that says, Long life, they call me long life. They ask the Jambuwali, take care of my brother, don't take him away. Bhratu rantakasya patta ne bhi bhatti harini, prekshayati papi nopi, papa sindhu tarini, nira madhuri bhirapya shesha chitta bandhini, mam punatu sarvadara vindu bandhu nandini. This is how Rupa Goswami prays to Yamuna. He says, oh, mam punatu sarvadaravinda bandhunanani, daughter of the friend of all the lotuses. Who is the friend of the lotuses? The sun. Aravinda bandhu is the sun, because when the sun comes out, the lotuses bloom. So they like each other. So his daughter, the sun's daughter, is Yamuna. So mam punatu sarvadaravinda bandhunanani. And he says, Bhratur antakasya patane abhivati harini. She removes the fear of any calamity of having to go to Yamaraj's place at the time of death. And prekshayati, just by looking at her, papinopi, even if you're a big sinful people, Papinopi papa sindhu tarini. You're delivered from an ocean of sins. You see? Nira madhuri bhirapi ashesha chitta bandhini. The sweetness of Yamuna's water produces unlimited jubilation in a pious heart. Mam punatu sarvadara vindabandhini. Please purify me. Eight prayers he writes like this. So beautiful prayers.
I remember now, yesterday when you were giving the class, you were mentioning about Sridhar Swami, that sun, our, you know, our system is like the Agni.
Yeah.
Then you mentioned about...
Digestion, the Adhishtatri is Agni.
Right.
For sight, the Adhishtatri is Suryadev.
Then ears.
Ears, yeah.
You mentioned...
Yeah, I don't remember what.
And that's the class I was. I mean, trying to. You were mentioning that you have to go into the soul of those.
Yes, yes, yeah. We can go back there. That's a few verses ago.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just remembered when he said Sridhar Swami.
Okay. All right. So no more questions.
One question.
Okay.
So many times we are telling the. Can you do a little bit more explain what is this anarthana?
Okay, I mentioned half a dozen examples. Srila Prabhupada mentioned some very specific examples. They make people nervous. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. And he added to that list, no beardy, no chai wai, no, you know, these kinds of things. Too many no's. These things people get nervous about. But actually these things, you know, we're already intoxicated enough by this false ego. Why you have to bewilder the things more? These are anarthas. Anartha means unnecessary things that don't fulfill your own interests. Nate vidu swartha gatim hivishnum. Generally, if we say, oh, this person is swarthi, what does it mean? Oh, this is not very good. He's a selfish person. But vastav me, to be a swarthi is a good thing, if you know who you yourself is. You know, we think that we are this body, so it's actually not our swartha gati. So real swartha gati means Vishnu. If we're actually thinking about our welfare, we'll be thinking about death. Okay, everybody's going to die. 100%. Everybody's going to die. A smart person deals with it. And an irresponsible person just, you know, later. Yeah, these are the kids in school who get flunked and have to come back the next year and do the same thing. It's the same thing. It is the same consciousness. You see? The hallmark of South Asian civilization since the beginning of recorded history is this only, Shreyas. They primatize the importance of Shreyas as opposed to Preyas. You understand these two terms, Preyas and Shreyas. Preyas means that it's immediately appealing, it's very nice right now, but it's not necessarily very valuable or beneficial even. Shreyas means it's not so comfortable right away, but at least intellectually I can understand that this is something that's really deep because it's withstood the test of time. In the long run, long-term interests, it will pay off. See, nobody with children doesn't plan to get them educated. Everybody sends their kids to school because they're thinking about the future. So why is it that we limit our future to 70 years? Why can't we think about 700 years from now? You're not going to be around? Is that your faith? When was there a time that you didn't exist? Even in your sleep, you exist, and you know it because you're conscious, even when you're asleep. Aham Brahmasmi. This is the point. We have to actually act on that knowledge. It's so easy to say, I am spirit, you know, soham, I am atma. But, you know, try acting on that platform. It's not so easy. Then we realize what is the anartha. If I'm not acting like a spirit soul, instead I'm acting like I'm this body, then that's very clear. What are the anarthas? There are hundreds, thousands. We've got a lot of work to do. It's a good thing we have this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Kyonki iti shorashakam nam nam kali kalmasha nashanam. Nata parotaropayo sarvavedeshu drishyate. If you look through all the Vedas, you cannot find anything more powerful than this thing. This is Shruti Mantra says this. Shruti Mantra. You cannot argue with Shruti. Kali Santarana Upanishad. These 16 names, they will wipe out all the contamination of Kali Yuga. It can be done. But we don't realize that or we don't believe it until we get in the association of somebody who's actually done it. Srila Prabhupada slept for about 1 or 2 hours per night. And he did this for 20 years. It's not possible. And during the day, he's publishing 60 sets of Sanskrit translations with commentaries. He circled the globe 12 times in 11 years. He opened nearly 100 temples, initiated 1,000 disciples, met with civic leaders and priests and government officials and so many big industrialists, and a very, very, very busy life. How can an ordinary person do that at 70 years of age, especially beginning without any money? Is it possible? So, there's the proof. Satam prasangam mamavirya sambhido. This Bhagavatam takes on life when you see somebody who's actually living it. That is the whole point. That is the whole point. Therefore, sadhu sangha. Without that, it's not going to work. Very easily, at least. Is that okay? Okay.
So how can could I find this kind of explanation?
There are,
nobody,
as I said, there are 60 volumes. You can take any one of them and just open it up. It's like sugar. Wherever you start tasting it, it's still sweet. Any
the
page.
Things, is it easy to understand for ordinary people?
That's why. How can I understand it? I'm an American. And I was only a kid when I got these books. How can I understand it? Think about it. I don't have any kind of background in this. So you get one of Srila Prabhupada's books and you read it. And more important than that, even I will say, is to associate with devotees. They can explain the books also. They have classes, regular classes in the temple. You can come visit. Or you can come here with them. Same thing. But satam prasangan mamavirya samvido. This is the point. Bhavanti hrit karana rasayana katha. This thing becomes enlivened by association. Pray for that, and then Krishna will respond to your prayer. That's another way. If you pray, very hard. I was in Tiruchendur. Tiruchendur is the biggest Skanda temple in South India. And one little girl, she was only maybe 9 years old, she raises her hand at the end of the katha, and she asks a question that's on the mind of everybody that's sitting there, but everyone's afraid to ask. So she said, so tell me, who is supreme? Is it Krishna or is it Muruga? So I was on the spot. I advised her, okay, you go in front of Murugan and you pray very hard, please reveal to me the truth. And he will do it. He's not fighting with Krishna, they're on the same side. You see? So you either one of them, you go to them. You go to Krishna, he'll also help you. You go to Muruga, he'll help you. But you pray. Give me the real thing. I want the absolute perfection. Lead me to the right association. Help me understand what to do. And he'll do it. There are too many stories. I can tell so many stories of people who have been through this process. It happens like that. Our temple president, Nityananda, you know, he was a Pakka Shaiva. Every day worshipping Shiva, reading Shiva Purana religiously every day. And he got some instructions from Lord Shiva that, you know, that you have to. So he became a devotee. My host in Tiruchendur, same thing. So, you know, it's not like the gods. We think the gods are competing with one, because we're competing with one another. They're on a different platform altogether. They're all working on the same page. They have the same mission. It's no problem. So you pray like that. Is that okay?
She took ashray from Guru Maharaj.
Okay.
Just a few weeks ago.
No.
And she's already chanting 16 rounds.
So then you just be patient. The magic will happen.
Anarthanik
Vritti Nivritti Hona Padega.
Yes, yes. That's true.
Who exactly is Kartikeya?
It's Kartikeya, Skanda. Lord Shiva's son. He's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
I can tell you stories. Murugan, Skanda, Kartikeya.
Kartikeya.
In our country,
it's just different names.
Huh? Yeah, different name. Tamil name is Murugan.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But he's a brother of Ganesh.
Yeah, yes. South Indians are really good with Murugan.
Yeah, mostly Tamils. Okay. Are we done or is there any more questions?
It's endless.
It's endless. Yeah, we can speak more. Thank you. All glories to Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.